This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Diaz. Date of birth, August 21st, 1969. Case ID number is 516-5481. Date of exam, March 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Carlos Medina, dated 9/6/2022, and from Dr. Selena Barras, dated 1/30/23. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old divorced female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, comma, sciatic nerve pain, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked at Pierce and Farms in a freezer with fruits and apples for 7 years. She also worked for a company by the name of Burnett, where she worked at sorting green beans and pumpkins for 5 months. And she also worked for Dr. Gwynn for 3 years and at Stripes for another 3 years. At the present time, she lives in an apartment and at one time was living out of her car. She states that her jobs were seasonal, but when she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She states she has never been on disability. Allegations, number one, high blood pressure, number two, sciatic back pain, number three, osteoarthritis, number four, depression. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2022, she was having chest pain and frontal headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 139/89 mmHg. She is presently not taking any medications for high blood pressure. Her blood pressure appears to be fairly normal. Allegation number two, sciatic back pain. The claimant states that in 2021, she was lifting heavy boxes and developed a lumbar sacral back pain. She states the character of the pain is an aching, stabbing pain, which radiates down her left leg. No surgeries have been performed and no MRIs have been taken. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 6 hours, comma, sit for 6 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses. Her physician is Dr. Selena Parra, P-A-R-R-A. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and walking around the apartment. As noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Parras, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She states she takes Motrin 200 milligrams twice a day, which does give her relief. She was diagnosed with lumbago and left-sided lumbar sacral sciatic pain. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, osteoarthritis. The claimant states in 2020, she started to develop pain in her hands and her left arm, and she attributes it to osteoarthritis. She did injure her left shoulder arm area at work, which was never treated. No x-rays were performed, and she denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 6 hours, climb 4 steps, but unable to squat, but states that she can bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, drink a coffee cup with the right hand, cook an egg, sweep a room, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses. The claimant was on Motrin 200 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is walking around the house. Allegation number 4, depression. The claimant states that in 2006, she had multiple family members pass away. She states she's lost her son, her brother, and her father. And she went through a severe divorce. She states that she has difficulty with her appetite, but states that she binges at night. The claimant has difficulty with sleeping at night and decreased energy, along with decreased concentration and motivation. She states that she does have episodes of anger, and although she has never committed suicide, she has had ideation of suicide and wanted to jump over the freeway at one time. She is on amitriptyline hydrochloride 25 milligrams QD for her depression. She appears to be fairly stable at this time. Family history. Her father had hypertension and heart disease. Her mother died of cancer, but she does not know what kind of cancer she had. Medications, omeprazole 20 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride 5 milligrams BID, amitriptyline hydrochloride 25 milligrams QD, and Motrin 200 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, abdominal hernia, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, history of major depression, gastritis, osteoarthritis, hypothyroidism, left shoulder injury, and morbid obesity. The claimant also has lumbago and left-sided sciatic pain. Major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight 255 pounds. Height 5 feet 1.5 inches. BP 159 over 98. Second reading was 139 over 89. Heart rate 89 beats per minute. Respiration 17 respirations per minute. BMI 48. General. This is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal. There is a question of whether there is a retinal bleed, especially on the right eye. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant did have multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does wear glasses, but she forgot to bring the glasses to the examination. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. The claimant has a large diastasis hernia, which appears to be reducible. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or other mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body, except for multiple burn scars on her arms when she worked at Stripes cooking. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three. She had good eye and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant appears to have a medium nerve entrapment up to her elbow on the left side of her arm, where she injured her left arm in an accident at work. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device and did not appear to need one. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms, some tenderness of the cervical and back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the left upper extremity, where the claimant appears to have some neurological deficit secondary to medium nerve entrapment. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the left upper extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, but the claimant was only able to flex at 100 degrees, secondary to obesity. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right side and plus 4 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Archimedes reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal. The light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does appear to have some muscle spasms of the cervical and lumbar sacral back area. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar spine. No acute finding involving the lumbar spine, period. There is a incidental note made of acute angulation of the coccyx, suggesting a possible recent or previous fracture, period. Spondylosis, period. X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with her right upper extremity and to a lesser extent with the left secondary to medium nerve injury. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild lumbar sacral spondylosis with a possible fracture of the coccyx confirmed with X-rays. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength on the right side and slightly decreased on the left side, secondary to medium nerve damage of her left upper extremity. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the right side and mildly restricted for the left. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some limitations in her visual acuity. Her ability to communicate. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain. And mild osteoarthritis with some depression. Probable diagnoses, number one, high blood pressure, dash, not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 139 over 89, which is fairly normal. Her condition appears to be stable. Number two, sciatica / lumbago of the lumbar sacral spine. Grossly normal physical exam at this time. The claimant does appear to have spondylosis with a possible past fracture of the coccyx. Number three, osteoarthritis dash confirmed with physical examination, appears to be mild. She is being treated for her condition. Number four, depression, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. And she appears to be doing a little better. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Diaz.